middle of the Siman Shin Chav Gimel, one of the halachas of preparing food on Shabbos, Sivav, on the bottom of Kuf Mem Dal Mem Aleph. Medichim Kelim Mitzray Chayim. A lot of washed-out vessels that you need for that day. Kegoin, for example, the Shnei Shalai Adayin Tzur Delechel. He still has another meal to eat, and he has all these dishes in the sink. Avlachas with the Shlishas, but after Shal Shudas Ein, as you continue to Medichim, Medichim. Not a lot of wash, the Kelim. Kvishdiya, now, the vessels used for drinking, medichin kaliyim, that you can wash all days. So kaliyim are lishti, because all days fit for drinking, even after you finish al shudas. It says, mishmur sib katan chavav. Medichim, you can wash ish kalim l'tzerchayim. That is, I feel like esek kaliyim, even 10 cups. In tzerchalach, as you'll need one. Rishay l'dech kulin, you'll have to wash them all. The hoil v'ro l'kalech, each one is fit for him. Who to kulin, the open minute, for the intimidation of matzin esamitis. You'll have to make 10 beds. Even though you need one of them, as long as it's necessary for that day. I know. I feel like a little Shabbos, even Friday night, you let it wash in the sink for tomorrow's Suda, or let's say for the third Suda of the day. And what does it mean? For example, let's say Slav has another meal left to eat. Let's say he knows he's not going to need these vessels. He's using a different whole color scheme for the next meal. Asladichi, not allowed to wash it, Mishum Terim, because of tircha, of unnecessary exertion on Shabbos. We'll have it the other way around. Im Yudei Shid Tzarech Lanibi knows he's going to need them kintras lecheloi pamachas, he knows he's going to want to eat another time. Then afil achasud the shlishes, even after Shabbos, they're having an onik. Gam gim mutu, it's also going to be permitted, rakoch irin, but he would talk about it, he's going to say, he's vistaman in general. Sivkon chavtes. However, klishti, we said you can wash kaliyim all day. I mean, barley. Now, let's say it's clear to him, they're not drinking anymore, they're leaving, they're taking a walk for Shabbos, they're not coming back till Matzah Shabbos. So, they're like, okay, you're not allowed to wash the cup. Sibzai, mutlahad mukli chadash and tanfila, you're allowed to tovel, you're allowed to immerse, a new vessel that requires immersion. Some say it's forbidden. Yeshemayim, a God fearing person, the Yitzis Kulam will fulfill them all. That is, we're eating that clearly in the Yehudi B'matan, I'll give a vessel to the non Jew as a gift. But Yavzi B'shalem, and he's going to go and borrow it back from him. Then you don't have to tovel it. I go, says Jamma. Now, if it's a vessel that's fit to draw water with it, what you should do is you might let the mayim in the mikvah. Go to a body of water that's like a mikvah, go draw water, also like tefillah, and that's going to fit, and it's going to work as a tool that's magid Mishnah Perek Tav Mechaz Yom Tiv, and goes Mamni Perek of Gimel, says the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkot and Lam. Mut to Bechulu, he said, you'll add a tevil, a new vessel that needs to be tevil. I feel like you're like, Kli Mishavaz Yom Tiv, he already had the vessel before Shabbos and Yom Tov. Well, that's awesome. However, according to those old, it's forbidden. I feel like you like Kli B'Shabbos, even if you got the vessel on Shabbos. Shunos lay in Yehudi Mematana, the non-Jew gives him a gift. I feel like, even so, also it's forbidden. They shouldn't give a sack in that Kli. It looks like as if you're fixing it, Aideh had tefillah through the immersion, because the Mitzchila also is Shabbos, because it originally was forbidden to utilize, and now you could use it when you table the Kachos Merabon, then rabbinically it's going to be forbidden. Sivka and Lamed Al. The first opinion holds you allowed a table Kli Chadish, a new vessel, Hanikach Ben and Yehudi, that was purchased from a non-Jew. The Mechabe Sosim, the Mechabe is unspecific. Well, his Kibbe is a Klimari. He doesn't mention which vessel we're talking about. Mashma, it sounds like that Philip Klimatech is even a metalware. The Abba place from Sri Lahu, the Tvilasim, and the Torah, that many places hold that its immersion is biblical. And even so, you can tell evil according to the first opinion. Like, I'm a Mechabe Sosim, can be your day, some Kumchab, some Yudal. That's how he's unspecific in your day. I'm Kimutlat, when they do a lot of Torah, but I'm Berlocha, the Vimaskal, Mutter. Sivkat Lamabes, however, Yashayim, some say it's forbidden. Haina Philip Klees Chuches, that's even by glassware, but full of hula tzarek Shabbos, even if it's not Shabbos Shabbos, says our Elis Taman and Deli Rabba. So, Sivka Lama Gimel, V'yei Shemayim, V'chulu, so he'll be able to own the Shittas by giving it to the non-Jew as a gift and borrowing it back. Now, Mashma, it sounds like the Mitzadah Din, something from the Ikal Loch, Maskel Madei Rishayna, that he agrees to the first opinion, that really it's bad, some Mutter. Maimed HaChemesh, because look at the HaChemesh that he writes, the Medina is listening to that say yes, Jason. They actually make halacha when you're passing like the ones old and forbidden. If he violates and he does immerse, maybe you're allowed to use it. Given the Yeshmatin of the Kalik, because anyways, they're allowed to permit initially to go and immerse. Now, let's say this is something in the vessel. Someone came to me once on Yom to be at a Becher, didn't know where is it from. It needs to be terrible. Nearly, the first opinion, and initially, table it. Because she absolutely lost benekel when you can't do it easily. The other ideas that are provided in the Shulchan Aruch. Sivkat Lamadad. But the Rishon Maimi says, she give it to the non-Jew, b'matana as a gift for hula, etc., and borrow it back. Avagav does late matam Shabbos, even though you're not giving gift on Shabbos, you mentioned because it's a mission dvav. Hachashar, it's been minted. Shabbos, Shabbos is a Shabbos need. Simkal amat, have you asked me to lend them borrow a bag? Come on, come over, la'achar Shabbos, after Shabbos, circle on people, then you're going to have to table it. Given the Messiah, since at the end, Yenishka, Kli, Takas Yadai, ultimately it's going to stay by him. Who can show it? And it's like, yes, because of a Taz, that's a Taz, right? Baby Rylas, they bring the proof to this. Come on, come over, you have to lend bracha, you should table it without a bracha, or you have to book the achimai or table another vessel with him, be brachash name and then make the bracha on both them. Simkal amat, vav. Ramah said, however, it's a vessel that's fit to draw water. What you should do is you might lend the mayim and fill up with water. But in Mavarak, don't make a bracha. The Azinim Muchach Shah Islam Tuak is not obviously doing it with tefillah. If I can't, the whole idea is that it looks like you're just drawing water. Well, Pashtun is obvious to Zed Davka, that's specifically mainly Kliach, if it doesn't have any other vessel, it's like Shabbos, that he needs for Shabbos. The Lavachi, because if not, Asa Tzvibinim Nishimav said, Bracha Bidam, you're actively losing the bracha because it's not everything you're doing for that, as the Shart Sinai Islam Gimel says. It's not better than what we hold, that someone who's not dressed is not allowed to take off Truman because you're not allowed to make a bracha like that, and you're going to be losing out. The bracha.
This Machabe said in Sib Zayin that you allowed to table a new vessel. It's said to be Yisraelim. Some say it's forbidden. So says the bracha like this. The reason for these two opinions is like this. The Sechtes Beit of Hechtes Gemara tells that according to everyone, you now table an impure vessel even on Yom Tov. Rabbi gives a reason because it's a gezer because you might come to carry dalam to Rabbi, and we're going on Yom Tov because you might do the same thing on Shabbos. Rabbi Yisrael says the reason is because you might squeeze it out. We're going through Kalim that. Not squeezable because of garments or vessels that are absorbent that could be squeezed out. Rabbi gives the reason that you might delay tabling your kli until when it comes time in Shabbos when you're free from work, and then it might cause a takala because you're going to utilize the truma before you table it in that interim period. Rabbi gives the reason because it looks like you're misakin kli, like as if you're fixing something by tabling it and making it usable. Now the Rif brings only the reason of Rabbi Yisrael and the reason of Rabbi, and therefore, according to these two reasons, you would be allowed to table a new vessel because there's no concern about Shema Yisrael. You might come to squeeze it out because you don't find a new vessel needs a tefillah that should be applicable to schita, and that it would be applicable to Begoizer because of kelim that have schita. And also, there's no concern about Shema Yisrael. You might delay because that's specific by Kli Tami. If you delay it and use it like a truma, you're going to eat it. You're going to be doing an issur when you eat it truma tamei, which is not the case by a new vessel. That even if you use it without tefillah, the food does not become forbidden. Or even though you did an issur by using it without tefillah, even so. Because of that, we wouldn't be geyser that you might delay because at least you're not eating something prohibited. And also, there's no, this Isser has only been Rabbanan, even according to those who hold tefillah in that Torah, and therefore, according to the Rif, would be permitted to table a new vessel on Shabbos. But the Rosh Paskin is the reason like Rabba and Rabba. And that reason applies also by a new vessel that you purchase from a non-Jew that needs to be tabled. And even glassware that the tefillah, according to everyone, is only Rabbanan, would also be Isser according to this Yeshayim. That's how the Achrayim write. And even though we hold that a kli became tummy, rabbinic tummy, you're allowed to table on Shabbos and Yom Tov, there it's different because it's not called masakin so much. Because even in its tummy, it was fit to use for things that are tummy. But by a new vessel, we can't use it at all before you table at all. So then it is masakin. Now, from the opinion of the Mechaber, it sounds like that he agrees halacha like the first opinion. Look at Prima Gun, that remains with a question on the Mechaber, why is he says him to be makel, even by metalware, ayin yoridism, kovchav, sev yudal, he says him that the raisa, according to the Rambam, perikachav, gil, hachal Shabbos, that it says it's forbidden to have tefillahs kim that became tum the raisa because mesakin, here also should be us because mesakin. Says the Re'alacha, according to my humble understanding, it's possible that he holds that regarding this, it's not shaykh mesakin, because since even if you utilize the kli without tefillah, it's also you don't have in the food item that it's going to be forbidden, but the ever according to everyone. And it's similar to what was brought over there that you're allowed to table migav legav, and the Rambam over there explains in Pirush Mishnah is that a kli that you table for the purpose of chulin, which we hold that it's forbidden to utilize it for truma until you table the shem truma. Even so, you're allowed to table this tefillah on yom tiv because since be'etzim the kli is tara and it's not to remove the tumah, it's only because of additional tara. Therefore, it's not considered misakin. Here also by tabling new vessels where it's not to remove any tumah because it's not tumah. It's only because that it went out from the domain of a non-Jew. It's coming to the kedusha tzisrael that the Torah requires a tefillah and it's brought in Yerushalmi and Masechet Avot Zarah. Torah, there's no issa to utilize it, and even the Rabban that says it's forbidden to utilize it until you table it, at least the food does not become forbidden according to everyone. Therefore, that's not considered as masakin. That's how it seems to my humble understanding. This is about halacha to explain the svar of the Shulchan Aruch because of the difficulty of the question. And therefore, by default, it's going to answer the question that the Yom Shoshlema asked on the Beis Yosef, and so too, like it's brought in his name in the Taz, that even though in the words of Beis Yosef it's still a little bit difficult, however, the words of Shulchan Aruch at least are not rejected from halacha, and it's possible that at the time when he wrote his words of Beis Yosef, he held the dina that the tefillah of all kalim is only Rabban. Ramah said, if it's a vessel you could draw water with, you should fill up water from the mikveh, and that will be effective for the tefillah. So he says, look, Mishabur Sivkot Lamed Vav, what he wrote, that you don't make a bracha, because it's not evident. That's what Magen Avraham. So the halacha is difficult to me because if that's the case, by a woman it's a nidah, which we hold in Yeridism, kavetzah design that she's allowed to tovel on Shabbos. And the reason is because it's not evident that she's like fixing herself because it looks like she's just cooling off. Now one of the poskim says that she should do a dafka without a bracha. So he says afterwards, he says, I found this question in Sefer Shuvos Yaakov. And he answers that because our minig is to make a bracha after the tefillah, so therefore at the time of the tefillah it's not recognizable. But it says that's a doichi, it's pushing it because that makes sense according to Rabban Samaration you're there. But according to Mechaba over there, that he says something like the Shit is most regime that in almost all of them, that they hold that by every tefillah, make the bracha before the tefillah, besides for the tefillah Magir, because yet he's not a person fit yet, he's not Jewish yet. So he should have mentioned the Simcha Tzayzan, Besyasev over there, not to make a bracha. And also on the Ikar Halach, he says, I find it difficult because how do you permit to draw water relying on this? Is this any better by someone who's undressed, which we learned in Mishnah with Trumas Perek Alf, that you can't take Truma because you can't make a bracha, and here you're not going to be making a bracha? He says, but maybe you could push, and that's Toma, what you need it for Shabbos, and you have no other option. But the first question definitely is difficult. So it says, Luli de Mistafin, he says, if I wasn't afraid, I would say that you're actually allowed to make a bracha when you're dipping the vessel into the water and tabling it. And the same thing is regarding the Nida, the menstruating woman, that she's allowed to table even with a bracha before and according to the opinion of the Chabah. And the reason is because since inherently the tefillah is not recognizable at all, because it just looks like you want to draw water, or by the Nida, because it looks like she just wants to cool off. So therefore, by default, the Rabbanim would not go in such a tefillah, and therefore you're allowed to make a bracha also, which is not the case by all those, which the Gemara asked, but the Gemara Be'edaf Yitches, that, oh, makes sense, good waters, etc. In the summer, etc. Look over there. But all these, the recognition of the tefillah itself, it does not look like a cooling down, which is not the case over here. So subsequently, I contemplated with God's help that this halacha of the Magen Avraham is actually dependent on the big machlokes Rishonim. Taisus, they hold like the Svar of the Magen Avraham. The Rambam holds like our Svar, and that is that Taisus writes in Yevamos Dav Mevam Mabeis that even though they're regarding Tumah, it's permitted to table because it looks like a person is cooling off. Here it's different because you need to have two Tumah Chacham standing by him at the time of the tefillah to let him know about the mitzvahs by a ger, which they hold like the Svar of the Magen Avraham, where it's recognizable for whatever reason it is that we don't say it in the Rikim Maker. And Torah Deis Samirisha Melchizayin brings over there the Beis of Lashon Rambam that writes that since it needs Bezdin, so you don't tevel him on Shabbos. And the Beis Yisrael writes over there, so therefore the Rambam does not say because it looks like fixing a person as wrote in the Gemara, because he holds that according to what the Gemara comes out and says that a person looks like he's cooling off, so then you lose that reason. And even though you need to have two Tumah Chacham to stand by him, however, it says that it still doesn't get removed from looks like it's cooling down. Obviously, it says to be Allah, that's like our Svar. Mechaber quotes over there in his holy table, Lashon Rambam, that obviously holds like him. And then answers our question that we mentioned before on what the Beis does not differentiate by regarding a need or regarding a bracha. However, the halacha, he says, L'mayis tzorachin, because the Tashbats writes like the Magen Avraham, and also Taisus holds like him, which would seem that one does not make a bracha. Some of the dirshus. Dirshu number 18. So the Mechaba said you're allowed to wash off vessels that you need for that day. Now, even though when you're washing off vessels, you're separating from it the filth, Rishon Lezion writes, that's not a problem about boyer, because in the way people speak, this is called cleaning. And also, you have to discuss regarding breira, it's dafka from a mixture of things that are equal one to the other in some way. And here, there's no shaykhis between the vessel and the dirt that's on it. Dirshu number 19. A vessel that you could have washed from before Shabbos or Yom Tov. Sometimes I'm not sure if you're allowed to wash it on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because the Mishmur writes later on Tav Tzadichas that someone that slaughtered a bird from before Shabbos and did not cover the blood, they did not permit to go through the effort of Mitzvah Kisadam on Yom Tov, because he could have covered the blood from before Yom Tov. If that's the case, you have to be in doubt if by washing a vessel that did not become a mitzvah, for sure that you should say it's forbidden to wash it off when you could have done it from before Shabbos. So maybe they made it forbidden to go through the tircha of Shabbos Yom Tov Da'aka if you were negligent from before Shabbos, and you didn't do what you had to do. But washing the vessels, you didn't have any obligation to do. Also, it's possible that Da'aka B'kisa Dam, they said, it's forbidden to go through the tircha, because since even without that, at least it's permitted the meat of the bird to eat, which is not the case by washing a vessel that would add it, it's not fit to utilize it for eating. Dish number 21. If it's in someone's domain, other vessels that it could utilize, even if it doesn't wash these vessels, Shimon Shabbat writes that even regarding this, the minhag olam is to wash the dirty plates. However, there is room to be stringent regarding this, and that's as Medoy goes in the words of Tosfos Shabbos, that's good not to wash them off. And that's the Aruch Hashulchan writes that someone has enough available kalim, it's not appropriate to wash the plates on Shabbos. Just number 22. kalim vessels that are placed in a way that it's degrading for Shabbos if they stay like that without washing. The Mishnah writes in Simchin Beis we're going to be making the beds. Even though you're not allowed to make beds for after Shabbos, however, if it's disgraceful for Shabbos, it remains like that unmade, then you're allowed to make the beds because it's considered a Serach Shabbos, and so too if a person is difficult for him to suffer from the lack of cleanliness, or he's concerned that ants are going to come because of the dirt, or they're embarrassed from guests that are going to come into the kitchen, and they're going to see all the dirty vessels, if someone's inclined that you're allowed to wash them, because that's considered a Serach Shabbos. Regarding chametz that's stuck to the vessel from on Erev Pesach that falls on Shabbos, Ramah writes later on Simon Tov Mem Dav that if the food gets stuck in the vessel and you can't clean it, then you should wash it a little bit to remove the chametz. And even though the washing is not for Tzarech HaShabbos, Mishbura explains it, but that still it's permitted, so that one does not violate the Issur of chametz. And at least it's better to wash through a non-Jew. Now even on Kalim that to be clean so that you don't stumble this chametz, if that's the case that this washing has a Tzarech HaYoyim on somewhat, some of them writes that to be saved from this chametz enough just to cover over the vessel, and therefore the washing is not considered as a Tzarech. For that reason, it's better to have it washed through a non-Jew. Like Shmir Shabbos Kachas, that he writes that since covering the chametz through the Kli is effectable, and b'diavad it comes out that the cleaning is also Tzarech Shabbos and remains with a Tzarech again. Now, to place dirty vessels in the dishwasher so that it'll wash after Shabbos, Moshe writes in Igros Moshe that's not a problem about Isra B'chana preparing, because since even Tzarech HaShabbos itself is good for people of the house, that they don't want to see dirty stuff, and for that reason it's better that they place it into the dishwasher than to just be stam covered. So at least he writes that it's forbidden to count them and to organize them according to what it needs to be washed, because then it is hachana from Shabbos to weekday, and sometimes when you separate them between the vessels, the big ones and the small ones, then it's even problematic because of the blur. Soaking a vessel in water after the meal so that the food doesn't get stuck to the walls of the vessel, Shomazan writes that it's permitted because that's considered only like preventing it from getting messier from the clean. That's how it's normal to do. And he adds on that still it's permitted to do this, dafka, if he's not washing the vessel with his hands, it's just that by soaking the water, it's just preventing the dirt from sticking. Another Trubis Otsin, however, writes that it's forbidden to soak the kli in water if it doesn't need it for Shabbos, and also if he soaks it that doesn't get stick to the walls, at least he's preparing from Shabbos to the weekday. He also writes that one has to be careful that even not to even wash his hands on top of this vessel. If his intention with that is to wash it off or to soak it in water. Issue number 23. Veshal Shudis, which extends also into Bein Hashmashas. And the person wants to prepare by Bein HaShemashas in twilight things that he's going to continue using in the continuation of this meal that's in Bein HaShemashas. Shem Zaman holds that you can be lean regarding this even though you can really be in doubt. Maybe Bein HaShemashas is totally from nighttime or maybe half the nighttime. If that's the case, it's possible you're preparing for Shabbos to Matzah Shabbos. However, this is a chandal on the Rabbanan and the Vesor Rabbanan Lakula. Now, to place on the table by Sudha Shlishas vessels that are designated for Maimar Chweinim, even though you're going to be benching only at nighttime, Shem Zaman writes that permitted, just like permitted to prepare the other needs of the meal on Shabbos, even though you can eat them in the time of taste of Shabbos, which is really after Shabbos. That's because you're mentioning at this time, Shabbos is dead, so that's considered okay. There's number 25, to be Masakin Akli, when the remedy is not really, you can't sense it. For example, let's say someone rubs on Shabbos a piece of metal with magnet, so that the piece of metal should be magnetic. Shem Zaman discusses that it's considered like Masakin Akli. Now, even though the tikkun is not, you can't sense it one of the five senses, but it's Kabbalah from Tevelin Kalim or separating Trumas and Isis, which are forbidden on Shabbos because of Masakin, even though the tikkun is only spiritual and you can't sense it with the natural senses. But Maisi writes, it's not considered as tikkun because you're not really introducing something that lasts, and also for some other reasons, like he writes over there. There's number 26, doing Haggalah, kashering dentures on Erev Pesach that fall out on Shabbos. Shem Zaman is inclined that it's permitted because since you're doing Haggalah at a time when it's still not forbidden to utilize it, it's still mutatit chametz. It comes out at that time, you're really not doing any tikkun. Also, because it's not really a tikkun for the utility on Pesach, it's just that when it comes time for the Isser, he shouldn't find on his teeth any mixture of chametz. It's not really hachana for Pesach. Dish number 29, to be mafker kli, to make it ownerless so that he could utilize on Shabbos without tabling, because a vessel that has no owners is not obligated in tevila. Shem Zaman writes, that's forbidden because when you're utilizing this kli on Shabbos, it looks like you went back and you merit in it. However, at a pressing situation, there's a client that you could be mafkrid, and you could have in mind that you can using it when it's a hefker. Another Yashav holds that you're allowed to be mafkrid on Shabbos a kli and to utilize it without tevila. There's number 30, to be makna matana through a kinyan sudra, through a kerchief, for Tzarech Shabbos or Tzarech Mitzvah. Mishra writes later on Tov Kof Chavzayin Nim Machrem, that's forbidden. Master Shekla explains over there that even the old Kinyanim are permitted for Tzarech Shabbos or Tzarech Mitzvah. However, Kinyan Sudra looks more like business and the bit is problematic. Dish number 31, this that you don't make a bracha on this Tvila, B'Shem Zaman holds, that's Dafka if the non-Jew does not give him the vessel as a gift. But if after Shabbos the non-Jew gives it back to him as a gift, then you would have to make a bracha on the tefillah keli after Shabbos. There's number 32. To resolve the words in the Magen Avraham that Bi Allah had asked, that no one says in Hilchas Neda that to tevel without a bracha, why is it different than what he's saying over here? Ketzes HaShachan writes that it's different the teveling of a person than teveling of a vessel. Because the person that tevels, it looks like that he's doing it for his own personal benefit and pleasure. Like it's brought in the Gemara Beit of Yudches. Since you don't have what is tevila, the get of melacha at all, so you don't have to be concerned that it looks like misakin. And even if you make a bracha on the tevila, it's going to be publicized, it's going to be well known that its intention is, and you're going to see that it's to misakin his guf. Now, which is not the case by tevelin kli, which chazal geizer looks like yimsak in the kli, and the iser is removed only in a way that's not normal. For example, let's say you fill up water for his own needs, and therefore, if through the bracha it's going to be recognizable that his a kavan is to yimsakin, then it doesn't help anymore that the tefillah is a kli is also to fill up latarka. And that's why Magen Avraham says specifically over here, you're not going to make a bracha. Also, Ketzer Shachan explains in the opinion of the Magen Avraham that the ig exer that it looks like misakin is the afka regarding kelim, because they were concerned that maybe you're going to come to misakin the kli actually through an actual malacha, and therefore chazal machmer that if through the bracha it's going to be recognizable that the kli is remedied, now I'll table it even though the tikkun is being done through filling up water, but by a person there's no way of being misakin through malacha that, you know, a woman's dyeing a woman's face, meaning putting on makeup or braiding her hair, it's only rabbinically forbidden according to most pesukim, and the whole iser by a person is only because of tikkun kelim. So therefore, since by his tefillah it looks like he's just cooling off, they weren't geyser even through the bracha that you're going to see that the tefillah was coming to some form of a tikkun. Chavisik's Moshe explains in the opinion of the Magen Avraham that by kli, the tikkun is the putting into the water, whereas taking it the water for his own needs is not a chilek of the tefillah. It's just an additional action at the time when he's taking out the keli from there. And therefore, if he makes a bracha, it's going to be forbidden to tevel with it because he's revealing with this that his ikra mice is not to taking the water for his needs. It's just to putting the kli into the water to tevel it. But for his personal tables, he gets cooled off and he gets purified with the same action. And therefore, there's no issur to tevel, even if he makes a bracha on that.